Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to rebuild a proper old-school drum and bass intro using breakbeat surgery in Ableton Live 12. The target is that classic jungle tech step kind of energy, chopped, shuffled, gritty, but still DJ-friendly, meaning clean phrases, predictable ramps, and mix points that don't fight the next record. We're aiming for a 16 or 32-bar intro, around 170 to 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 172. And the big idea is this, we'll keep a stable two-step backbone the whole time so it's easy to mix, then we'll do all the fun surgery around that backbone so it sounds alive. Alright, let's set up like a DJ tool. Set your tempo to 172. Jump into arrangement view so you're thinking in phrases, not just a loop, and put in a few locators or markers. Bars 1 to 9 as intro A, sparse. Bars 9 to 17 as intro B, busier. And if you want a full 32, mark 17 to 33 as the pre-drop chapter. Quick rule you'll hear me repeat. Changes happen on phrase boundaries. 8 bars, 16 bars. That's how you make something that DJs instantly trust. Now let's pick a break. Grab something with real attitude. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Anything crunchy with personality. Drag it onto an audio track. Click the clip. Turn warp on. Most old sampled breaks come in at some random tempo. So don't panic if the grid looks wrong. Use warp from here straight to get it close. Then make sure it loops cleanly as one bar or two bars without drifting. That's your first win. Tight, but not sterile. For warp mode, start with beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Start with transient loop mode off. And set the envelope somewhere like 60 to 80%. If it starts sounding clicky or too chopped up in a bad way, you can audition Complex Pro. It's smoother, but it can feel less old school. There's no rule, just use your ears. The goal is stable looping with the break's character intact. Once the break is looping clean, we're going to do the surgery. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient. For the preset, choose Drum Rack. Ableton will build a drum rack with all those little transient hits mapped to pads. Rename the track something like Break Surgery Rack and make it a loud color. Not for aesthetics, it's because you're about to live on this track, and you want to find it instantly. Now, before we get fancy, we build the DJ spine. Create a new MIDI clip on the drum rack, one bar long. Your job here is to find the kick slice and the snare slice. Usually you can hear it immediately. If not, click through pads while the break is playing and find the strongest kick transient and the snare that feels like the snare or the break. Program a two-step. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Or, if you want more jungle space, do kick only on 1 and let the break texture carry the movement, but keep the snares on 2 and 4. That's the handshake with every DJ on earth. Now here's a key intermediate move, quantize only the backbone. Select just those main kick and snare notes and quantize to 1/16, but with about 50 to 70% strength. You're not trying to stamp out the human feel, you're just stabilizing the downbeat so it locks in a mix. Coach note. Think of this as choosing anchors. 3 to 5 slices that are non-negotiable. Main kick, main snare, maybe one hat, and one little snare drag. Those are your anchors. Everything else can be the loose skin around it. Alright, now we add the funk. Duplicate your one bar clip out to 2 bars. This is important because a lot of classic break feel is 2-bar conversation. One bar asks, the next bar answers. Start placing quieter slices between the main hits. Add ghost snares just before beat 2 and just before beat 4. That little push is where the old school lives. Then add hat slices on the loft beats and don't make them identical. A huge part of jungle vibe is that the hats are slightly different every time, and the velocities breathe. Use velocity like it's your groove knob. Main snare around 110 to 127. Ghost hits around 30 to 70. Hats maybe 40 to 90. But vary them so it doesn't sound like a grid. And here's the mistake I want you to avoid. Don't over-quantize the whole clip. If you force every ghost and hat perfectly to the grid, the break stops talking and starts typing. Leave some drift. If you want swing, you can also use the groove pool, but do it with control. Optional but powerful. Extract groove from the original break, then apply that groove only to hats and ghosts, not to your main kick and snare. Keep timing amount subtle, like 10 to 25%. Velocity may be 0 to 10. Random very low. That way you get the human push without wrecking the downbeat. Now we're going to add a couple of signature edits. Just a couple. DJ tool. Remember, we're building tension without sabotaging mixability. First micro edit. A 1/16 stutter on a snare at the end of a phrase. Put it at the end of bar 8 or bar 16. Pick a snare slice. and repeat it as 1/16 notes for one beat. Then slightly fade the velocities down across the repeat so it sounds like it's decaying, not machine gunning. Second micro edit. A reverse hit right before a new phrase. In the drum rack, click the pad for the snare slice. Open Simpler and enable reverse. Now use that reversed hit once, right before bar 9 or bar 17. It's that classic inhale before the next section lands. Third micro edit. If you want that tiny chip pickup, take a very short percussive slice and place it just before a snare. If you're on a 1/16 grid, you can nudge it slightly earlier to fake a 1/32 pickup. It's subtle, but it adds urgency. Another coach trick here, if something sounds flammy, don't immediately start moving MIDI notes all over the place. Go per pad. In Simpler, adjust the slice start a few milliseconds forward or back. Your MIDI stays readable, and you fix timing at the source. It's one of those workflow upgrades that makes you faster. Also, gain stage inside the rack. Each pad chain has volume. Use that to balance your main kick and snare versus your ghosts. If you don't, your compressor ends up reacting to one rogue loud slice and everything pumps in a weird way. Now we glue it together with a stock Ableton chain. Keep it restrained. Intros should tease power, not blow the drop early. On the drum rack track, at EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's too fizzy, a tiny shelf down around 8 to 12 Khz, 1 to 3 dB. We're not trying to redesign the break, just make it sit. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%, to taste. I'd keep boom off or very low in an intro, because sub weight belongs to the drop. If you want the break to snap, push transients plus 5 to plus 15. Next, glue compressor. Subtle. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just enough to make it feel like one instrument. Optional. Saturator for old school hair. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If it starts sounding flat, back it off. The point is texture, not loudness. Now let's build space. Dubby but controlled. Set up two return tracks. Send A as reverb, using hybrid reverb. Pick a plate or hall. Decay about 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't smear the transient immediately. High cut the reverb so it's not all hiss. Maybe 6 to 10 Khz. And on the return, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so you don't wash out the low mids. Send B is delay, using echo. Try 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it darker, low pass around 4 to 7 Khz. Tiny modulation for movement. Important DJ rule. Don't send the whole break. Send ghosts. Send occasional snare accents. Keep your core kick and snare relatively clean so the mix point stays sharp. Now we arrange it into a real intro. Bars 1 to 8, sparse teaser, mostly the backbone, maybe a simple hat layer. Minimal edits. A gentle auto filter low pass can keep it slightly dark, like around 12 Khz or lower depending on the break. This section is where a DJ can safely bring it in. Bars 9 to 16, add funk and edits. Bring in your ghost notes, slightly more hat density. Add one stutter fill at bar 16. Maybe automate your reverb and delay sends up a little across these bars, but keep it tasteful. If you're doing 32 bars, bars 17 to 24 are your tension ramp. Make the chop pattern a bit busier, introduce a righty hat slice or timbre hit, and consider a subtle noise sweep into the end of the phrase. You can make noise with operator's noise oscillator, or just use a sample. The key is, it's a build in density, not just volume. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop energy. Add a short snare roll in the last bar. Then, right before the drop, pull the reverb and delay down hard. This is super important. Wetness feels exciting, but dryness makes impact. And DJs love when the last beat is clean and obvious. That last beat can be a reverse snare, an impact, or a crisp pickup into the drop. One more arrangement upgrade I recommend. Add mix point clarity bars. For example, bars 1 to 2 minimal. Bars 7 to 8 strip back to kick and snare only. Almost no sends. Bars 15 to 16 do your signature fill. Then do a quick dry reset. Those handshake moments make your intro feel professional and usable. Optional modern polish. If your break is dusty and you want just a touch more definition, layer a clean closed hat. High pass it aggressively like 6 to 10 Khz and keep it quiet. It should support the break, not replace it. If you hear the hat layer before you feel it, it's probably too loud. Now a few common mistakes to watch for. If you quantize everything hard, you kill the swing. If you add too many chops too early, the intro becomes unpredictable and hard to mix. If you drown the full break in reverb, you smear the transients and beat matching becomes annoying. If you ignore velocity shaping, it sounds fake. And if you let the breaks low and fight the bass, the drop won't hit. High pass the break and leave the sub space for later. Let's finish with a quick practice assignment you can actually do in like 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar intro loop that evolves every 2 bars. Start with one sliced break. Build a 2-step backbone. Then make 4 2-bar variations. First one is backbone only, dry. Second adds hats and ghosts with low sends. Third adds one micro stutter at the end of bar 6. Fourth adds a reverse snare pickup and then removes reverb right before the loop restarts. Automate your reverb send so it slowly increases over bars 1 through 7. Then drops to near zero on the last beat of bar 8. Export it and test it like a DJ tool. Loop it for 2 minutes. Does it stay mixable? Do your downbeats stay obvious? Does it build excitement without getting messy? Final pro move. If you want extra character, resample your programmed break. Record 4 or 8 bars to a new audio track. Warp it with a different mode like texture for some patina. Then slice that print again and swap a few key hits. One generation of printing often adds glue and attitude in a way plugins don't.